I feel really good about where I am right now. I feel good about what I've done so far within this year, and I just want to continue to build on that and continue to go upward and not the other way around.
Vic, you've been around for a number of years now. Is a Giants-Eagles game different than any other kind of game, and how?
Very different. I mean, just obviously it's a division game, so we understand the level of execution that needs to go along with that. But the Philly, you know, against Philadelphia, it's always going to be physical. It's always going to be a game where you're going to leave that football field, you know, pretty exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. You're just going to be spent. But you just want to make sure when that clock strikes zero that you're on the winning end and you have no points. This rivalry, this game is always one that takes it all out of you.
So is it a positive coming off the bye that gets your attention right away, because you know you can't sleepwalk into Philadelphia?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially coming off the bye, you want to make sure you're not dragging your feet and sluggish that first quarter, that first couple drives. You want to get out there and really attack them and really set the tone for the way the rest of the game is going to be. So we're focused on that, and obviously we got a couple more days of practice to hone in on that, but we feel pretty good about it.
I know you haven't played in a bunch of them, but they've had a lot of success against you guys as an organization against you guys. How do you explain that? And is there any, like, you know, common thing that you can kind of put your finger on and why they've had so much success here in the last 5-6 years?
I can't really put a finger on it. It's just one of those things. Every game is different. Every game has its own storyline. And you know, unfortunately, every time we've played them, they've gotten the better of us, at least in recent years. So we just want to change that. We want to obviously go out here and have that in our minds and have that in our, you know, as we go out there and play in the game, we're thinking about that, and we want to change, you know, that stat line and get on the opposite end of it.
How much is this a different Eagles-looking team than maybe you've seen in the past? They obviously have new coach, new quarterback.
A little different, at least offensively. Defensively, they still look and feel the same. They still, you know, they're very physical up front. The front four are very, very physical. On the back end, and Jenkins, they got a guy that can come down and play the box and be physical, you know, in the secondary. McLeod in the back end has been playing very well. So they defensively, they look like the Philly team that we're used to, the physical downhill team we're used to. So we just got to be ready for that, understand that, and be able to combat that with execution and precision.
You said you want to keep on going up. How much is that in your mind?
There's always that. You know, I haven't had a 100-yard game yet. I haven't had a, you know, 7-8 catch game yet. So I just want to continue to just build and take what's there for me. But I definitely still feel like there's some play out there for me to have. No, he's still there. It's just a matter of getting him. I love talking about myself in third person. It's just a matter of getting him in space and getting him the ball in a position for him to be himself. And I think we're going to do that in these upcoming weeks.
Victor, it was against Philadelphia.
I can't talk about myself in third person again. You got to ask one of those questions.
It was back in 2012, okay, where Victor Cruz,
gotcha,
unofficially burst out in the NFL scene. Mm-hmm. What does he remember about that game, and how does he? What memories does he take?
Oh, he remembers everything about that game, man. He remembers going up against Philly, being nervous. It was my first start in the NFL, period. And just being super nervous and just wanting to go out there and put my best foot forward. And obviously I did that. I think I had 4 catches, over 100 yards, touchdowns. And he played fantastic that day. So we just want to continue to do more of the same and see if we can bring that Victor Cruz on Sunday afternoon.